Good evening, everybody. Here we go.
Got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit and Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. But when I look back now, summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in. Told me that you wait forever and when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Back in the summer of 69. Hey! Man, we were killing time. We were changing, get everything that's come and gone. Sometimes when I play my old six string, think about you, wonder what went wrong. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that it lasts forever. And when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life.
Doing something a little bit different right now. I'm actually standing on a hillside in Maryland overlooking the Chesapeake Bay in the rain. It's a nice peaceful time for me. Something about water that always just calms my soul. And guys, if that's one thing that helps you out, fucking do it. Hang out by the water. Calm that mind, relax it. Do some fishing or whatever you gotta do. I mean, right now, I'm just standing here on this hill looking over the water. I've seen cranes. Hundreds of seagulls, a few fish jumping out of the water. I'm just looking around, enjoying the scenery. Guys, sometimes you just gotta do that and get out. And I know I needed to do that more often, but like I said, I was laid up for months, and here I am now. So I'm just glad to be able to get out, and I appreciate the things I normally do. You know, all summer I wasn't able to. Probably could hear the water in the background, the waves and stuff like that. So That definitely calms the soul. I know it's the end of summer, but at least I was able to get down to the summer place and soak in some of the scenery for a little bit, though. I definitely needed this rejuvenation. No, excuse me there. Figured I'd keep the segments going from on location right now. I'm standing on the beach. There's about 50 seagulls around me right now. Just hanging around this sandbar. I probably hear the wind in the background here. It's a gorgeous day out, even though it's a little rainy and misty here in Maryland. But, you know, growing up, I was very fortunate growing up in some aspects. Like, because my grandparents were hard workers and stuff like that, I was able to join a hunting camp up in the mountains, Pennsylvania. And also, we were blessed with having a summer place down in Maryland as well. Because of my grandparents being hard workers and not really having much money at the time and just building up what they could. And yeah, so I've been very fortunate about that. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't have that kind of access to stuff. And, you know, I know I've gone through my shit and stuff like that, but at least I've been blessed with this. And, you know, I wish everybody, not just guys, I wish everybody had an outlet. Spot to think about too. It's like they're happy. It's just something to rejuvenate your soul. And I think everybody needs that one way or another. Everybody needs that. Oh. Just for me, it's a beautiful day, even though it's overcast and misty. And, I enjoy it. And right now you get to hear the sound of the waves in the background. Right by the sandbar I'm at. During the summer months, I can walk out about 100 yards into the Chesapeake Bay and haven't only have come up about 3 inches. Which is an absolutely awesome feeling to be out in the middle of the water and look around and just look down and see that you're only 3 inches deep in water. Growing up, I did a lot of fishing when I was a kid. Was the greatest by any means, that's for sure. I think a lot of times, even with hunting too, like a lot of times, it was just getting out and being around nature. I mean, I care less if I caught anything whatsoever. And I'm still that way. I mean, you know, maybe it's the compassion inside me of living creatures. I don't know. It's not one of those things like, oh, I have to do that. I know a lot of guys are like, oh, gotta go catch a fish, gotta go get the big buck. Nah, I just appreciate being in nature. Very much so. Like right now, the spot I'm at where it's a sandbar, water trickles out from a government lake into the bay. And just standing by this one area, it's about 2 foot wide, this water is constantly running out as the tide changes right now. It's crazy too, like how tide works. This area where the sandbar's at, like I said, 3 inches, 100 yards out. And then all of a sudden, high tide comes in and you're in about 6 foot of water. Just crazy. I was just taking a moment there to leave you guys enjoy the sound of the waves so you can hear it. Yeah, a lot of good memories I have is 4th of July time down here in Maryland. One of the best experiences I've ever had. My cousin was down from, I think, the time he was living in Connecticut. And it was me, him, my other cousin, and my brother. And we went out night fishing. And this is going back like 14, 15 years ago. We were out night fishing, and all of a sudden, because being out in the middle of the bay, you can see like the different towns around, and all of a sudden fireworks display started going off, and it just lit up the bay, glowing with fireworks in all directions. And it wasn't where it was like you were up close to them, you could hear all the bangs and stuff. I mean, it was just almost like silent color that came around the whole bay area. one at a time. It lasted for almost like a good half hour, 45 minutes. And just sitting there talking to my brother and my cousins in that moment, I mean, was probably one of the most memorable experiences I've had in a very long time. I don't know how to explain it. Like, everything felt as one for a moment. You know, family and life, and it was just a beautiful. A lot of times when I come down to Maryland, I find these new spots to sit and just reflect on life as best I can. You know, as guys, it's a lot of times it's hard for us to fucking slow down. It really is. I mean, we're locked in our heads so fucking much. Whether we like to admit to it or not, I mean, we are stuck in our heads so fucking much. And we gotta find ways to get out of it. You know, we gotta find ways to get out of it. And anybody and everybody that's listening to this, male or female, just know that you are worthy. And today is gonna be a good day for you. And you're listening to my wind in the background here, and maybe some waves or whatever. But today's gonna be a good fucking day for you. I know you're gonna be sitting in your car going, can I make it through fucking today? You fucking can. You really can. You got this. You know, don't let the day win. That's what I've been saying to myself these days. Don't let the day win. You know, I feel like once I'm in that hole, then I just been defeated for the day. Like, and where the fuck do I go from there? You know, no matter. And a lot of us guys and gals too, everybody in general, we get up and we just push ourselves through the day, and we're just going through the fucking. Like, we're going through the fucking motions, like, aimlessly, locked in our own heads, and we don't, like, we feel numb to everything around us. We feel fucking so numb to everything around us. You know? And it sucks. It fucking sucks so badly. But you know what, though? You got this. You fucking got this. If nobody said it today, I'm proud of you. Just for waking your ass up. Excuse me while I light this cigarette here real fast. I always wonder, like, what seagulls do in the off season. When there's no French fries or anything to pick up off the beach. I know we see them in shopping malls and stuff like that, flying around out in shopping center parking lots, but. Now, I always wondered, like, what do they do with the winter months? When they're not pesting for food. Do they fly south? I don't know. I don't feel like they fly south. I feel like I always see them. Speaking of Maryland, how about the Baltimore Orioles? We made it to the playoffs. Fuck yes. I am so happy about that. I am a diehard Orioles fan. And it's been nothing but a fucking, how can I put this, heartbreak my whole time being an Orioles fan. And my main reason for being an Orioles fan is because the Orioles are the first baseball team I got to see live as a professional team. And I absolutely love the baseball park. Camden Yards is a phenomenal field. There's so much stuff to do. It's just beautiful in general. And it's so close to Inner Harbor, and there's so much stuff to do. But the Orioles, they're in the playoffs. I hope for a fucking change. They actually make it to the World Series. Right now, my fingers are crossed so badly for this. I've never been to a World Series parade, and I would love to be at a World Series parade. I'm ready for our fucking curse to be over. I am ready for the Orioles curse to be over and done with. Just over and done with. Oh. But yeah, I actually got to see Nolan Ryan pitch his last game at Camden Yards when I went to go see the Orioles play. That was an awesome thing. It was a doubleheader. The game got rained out the night before, and I got to see two games versus the Texas Rangers at Camden Yards. And one of them, well, the first game was Nolan Ryan's last game pitching. And yeah, I got to see Rocket Man, which is cool. My brother, he was a diehard Boston Red Sox fan. And one of the last times me and him got to hang out, we actually went to Baltimore to catch an Orioles game with the Red Sox. And that was a good experience. And And hey, looking forward. I wish there was many more, but unfortunately, that's not going to be impossible. So, if anything, you know, if you got time to tip brothers, sisters, mom, dad, kids, whatever, and you want to go do something with them, do it while you can, because time changes so fast. So fucking fast, guys. So, just get out there and do it. Start enjoying life and appreciating it. And, you know, just living. I think that's what it boils down to. Just start living. Because when you're so far down in depression and stuff like that, and everything's beating you the fuck up, and you just don't want to get out of fucking bed, and you don't want to do anything, and you feel like it's never ending, and you just, like, if God was right in front of you, it's not that you'd want to fucking, how can I put this? If God was right in front of you, you wouldn't want to end it yourself, but you'd look at him flat out and say, I'm done. You know, I understand that feeling so fucking much. Find ways as best you can to not be in that zone, not be in that headspace. Even if it's just getting out and getting a walk or whatever it is, or fucking just seeing something different. You know, for me, I notice, like, when I get out, I just look at different things. Even if it's just a walk, it helps because I'm not focusing on everything else. Like, I might look at I might take a half-mile walk or something and go, oh, well, that wasn't there before. Or, you know, oh, they must have done something with that there. Like, I try to soak in my surroundings as much as possible. And that's one of the things, like, I always, like, I can't say prided myself in, but, like, I always thought was a positive for me, because I always try to, like, take time to see what was around me and just appreciate it, because I don't know if it's hell, I don't know. And I want to appreciate everything around me as much as I can. You know, be it standing here on the shore looking how the water flows and stuff like that and all the different patterns in it, or just looking through the sand and seeing the different stones and textures in the sand. It helps. It's as tough as the days can be and the nights can be sometimes, and the noise in your head or whatever's going on in your head. You know, just take those moments. Like, fishing, it's a good one, because you can sit there and just shut off everything for a while. Taking a walk's a good one. A lot of guys hit the gym and stuff like that, but there's still that anger inside. You can lift as many weights as you want, but there's still that fucking anger inside, or that imbalance, if you want to call it. You know, sometimes you got to take yourself out of the heat of the moment stuff, and like, oh, the anger, or I got to push this out of me. And maybe just face it head on. Find that quiet spot and say, look, I gotta get this shit out of me. I gotta handle this now. I gotta deal with this, whatever it is. You know, a lot of guys take drives and stuff like that. We hold so much in. It's a fucking curse. And like I said in my other podcast, like, now I have a voice for a change. And I'm gonna keep saying sometimes the same shit over and over again. Sometimes new stuff. But just fucking get your mind right for you. You know, like, your loved ones are always going to be around you. Money is going to come and go. Your mental sanity and being able to handle everyday life, that shit wears fucking thin. Money will take you to the grave fast. Not taking care of yourself in the end, not taking care of yourself. Now, I want you to listen to this. If you don't take care of these problems now that you have, you'll be forced to take care of them later in life. Trust me, you don't want that. There is a significant reason why the statistic is that men die sooner than women, because we hold all this fucking shit in. For what? Because we're too fucking proud. You know? Fuck that, man. Fuck that. You know, and if it's not the depression or stress that's, or depression or whatever that's gonna fucking beat you down, that you're gonna put yourself in that horrible depressive state, it's the stress that's gonna fucking get you. You're gonna give yourself a fucking heart attack, high blood pressure, all that stuff, because you can't slow your fucking mind down enough to let that shit out. Or you can't swallow your pride enough to let that shit out. You gotta fucking do it. You gotta do it. Just fucking eats away at you. Eats away at you. Now, put this in perspective, like what stress does, just so you could visually see, look at every single president that has started since television. And by the time of their tenure, what they look like from beginning to end, they age so much fucking faster. So much fucking faster. And that's what's happening to you guys. When you're not fucking talking about this shit, and you're not getting it the fuck out, you're holding it in, and all these fucking stresses that you have, that you leave build up and build the fuck up and build the fuck up, guess what? It's going to put you in that early fucking grave for what? Nothing whatsoever. Figure out a way to let that out. Try to help yourself stop going through that pain in whatever way possible. Well, I'm not in the medical field or anything like that. I'm just a guy that's been through life experiences. And if you need to fucking talk, and I'm not a person that's going to put you in any goddamn medication whatsoever and tell you you're fucking stupid or crazy for feeling how you fucking feel. If you would, get a hold of me here on the Bartender's Jukebox, because honestly, there's so many people out there that fucking just need to talk to somebody. You know, even if you just want to leave me a message and not even, like, actually talk to me, just so you can fucking get it out, fucking do it. Everybody deserves a better quality of life. Everybody. You know, everybody. I know as a father, some days I wake up and I'm like, you know, what did I teach my kids good today? What did they learn? Did I teach them a life skill that they could use in one way or another? Or a perspective on life that will help them grow to be a better? You know, I see a thing going around where it's about fathers, you know, they want their kids good, but not better than them. Fuck that. I want my kids to grow up better than me in so many ways. I want them to learn from my mistakes. I want them to be able to hold their head higher than I ever have in my lifetime. I want that for them. They deserve that. You know, and I think when we go by what people think we should be fucking teaching our kids sometimes, you know, yes, the manners, respect for one another. But also at the same time, I think open viewpoints. I was listening to a podcast the other day, actually last night as a matter of fact, and they were saying that about keeping lines of communication open with your kids. And as a parent, sometimes that can be tough because you feel like you have to always guardian, but you don't have to. Sometimes it's good to sit back and learn from them. I love listening to my kids. I absolutely do. You know, they're so fucking beautiful-minded and creative, and they give me a different perspective on life than I didn't have before. And as parents, we grow up in that mindset of, well, we're always going to be the one in charge. We're always going to be the leader. We're always going to be the one that they're looking up to, and it's not always like that. It's okay to look up to your kids. Just know that. It's okay sometimes to throw, not say throw away this feeling, but just set it aside. Set it aside. Sit back and just listen. Talk with them. You know, growing up, like, you have to be, like, as you're raising them, you have to be the parent. But at some point in time, it's okay to be their friend when they get older. And learn all those aspects about them. I can full well tell you, my parents know absolutely nothing about me. And maybe part of it's my fault, but I've come to notice, though, at the same time, kids in general, they don't open up to their parents. Because of, I almost truly feel like it is because of that line of where you're as the parent, we never take ourselves out to actually step back for a moment and leave it as a friend, or leave that open possibility so they can come talk to us where they feel comfortable in all aspects. And that's been a learning lesson for me growing up, or raising kids, you know. But I'm looking back at my experiences and stuff like that. And maybe if that's something that helps you fathers out there, you know, maybe cope and deal with some of the things, think about it from that perspective. You know, I'm not saying be their best friend, be buddy-buddy or all that stuff. But, like, figure out ways where you can openly talk. It's going to save a lot of stress on your back, that's for sure. That is for sure. Because they're more open and inclined to talk to you. No. And when you guys are holding this stuff in and going through your pride moments of, oh, I don't want to talk to anybody, trust me, your kids pick up on that. They know. They see. And all you're doing is teaching them the same patterns, too. You're teaching them the same patterns for what? To go through the living hell that you're going through, holding all this shit in? That's not fair. That's not fair by any means. And I'm very cool by saying that. You know? Do better for you mentally so you can do better for them. Do better for you mentally so you can do better for all the people around you. Do better for you so that way you can start enjoying a better quality of life. And maybe start living in the moment for a few seconds here and there. Nothing says that you have to, like, live in the moment all the time. Because us as guys, we're always thinking of the future. I know that for sure. Sometimes our thoughts may not be in the right direction, but we're always thinking of the future. You know? It's always this constant worry to plan and figure things out and make sure everything's okay. Because it's like our fucking safeguard. You know, it gives us our sense of control over something. And when that doesn't work out, it's devastating to us. And we don't know how to fucking handle that. And it may not be extreme for some. I mean, in one level or another, it's always there. I don't know. Currently, as I'm standing here on the beach, I'm looking out and I see this big old crane. This thing's about 4 foot tall. Let me drop that down. 3 foot. He's just casually walking around, plucking his beak his bill in the water. I'm going to see if I can get some pictures here, guys. I'll jump back on the podcast in a moment.
So far.
did you lose?
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
Another segment on location here down in Maryland, on the beach. Today I decided to go to one of my spots. When I was growing up, I'd go to think about life and all that stuff. And, you know, it was a stone wall, or a stone wall that overlooks the bay. And at night I'd come down, I'd put on a pair of headphones, and I'd listen to the radio station. I think it was called The Colt. It was like classic rock tunes, and I watched the ships go up and down the bay and just think about stuff all the time. Try to figure out life and all that good shit. I'm glad I was able to have that experience for sure. You know, it was definitely a solitude spot. I don't know if y'all can hear the waves in the background right now. Trying to share the wealth of the noise. Hopefully not the wind too much today. So we were, like I was saying about my spot here, you know, as a kid. And one thing I was thinking about, like, when I was bringing up this segment was the difference between generations nowadays. You know, coming down here, my dad, he used to park cars and all kinds of stuff when it was a hustling, bustling small community. And now it's just a kind of an end of the road town. Not much goes on. And when I was growing up down here, you know, just getting out and finding those hidden spots to relax and, you know, just find that comfort zone. That's what I did when I was a kid. Now kids nowadays are always on their cell phones and stuff like that, and never really had the experiences I had, and I didn't have the experiences my dad had down here. It's just the way the world works, you know? And I think that reverts back to, like, when I was saying in the earlier segment about being able to find that common ground between being a parent and being a friend to your kids. I think at some point in time, like, you know, you got to, because, like I just said, the difference in generations. I mean, my daddy grew up in the Vietnam era. I grew up in the 80s. My kids, they grew up in the 2010s, so, I mean, it's a huge generation gap, and, you know, I listen to my kids nowadays, and I listen to them back when they were in school, and all the struggles that they had and stuff like that. I wish growing up somebody would have listened to me when my struggles going on in school. So, you know, if there's things that didn't happen right for you when you were a kid or whatever, try to pass it along, not pass the bad stuff along to the kids, but those things that you wanted, if it was just somebody to talk to or whatever, be that person your kids can talk to. You know, definitely be that person. Ask them questions. You're not always going to get the answers you want, but don't pry either at the same time. You know, it's a fine balance, but yeah, it's definitely a thing that the generational gap that we have nowadays is crazy. I mean, my dad was around when you know, before airbags and all that shit in cars, and, you know, I grew up when airbags became a thing. Hell, even just the way we listen to music, from vinyls to A-tracks to cassettes to CDs, and now everything's streaming. I mean, everything, it's crazy. How fast technology and life can go and, like, evolve and leave us behind, too, at the same time in some aspects. Let me tell you, it is a beautiful day out today on the beach. The sun is out for a change, and everything just feels right for a little while here. You know, as I'm walking up and down the beach, I did see deer tracks. I took a picture of them. I will post some pics on the Bartender's Jukebox page. So that way, anybody that's not personally friends with me, if you follow along listening, you can go to the Bartender's Jukebox page on Facebook and see some of the pictures and stuff that I've been talking about here by the beach. So thank you guys for listening. I know lately some of my stuff's been rambling, to just getting shit that's off my mind. And beyond words, I'm grateful for that, for you guys listening to that. And like I said, I hope day to day as you guys are listening to this, that you hear me getting better as well. Because that was part of this whole plan. I wanted to use the podcast as an outlet to get stuff out that's on my mind and maybe help others in the meantime with doing so. Yeah. And like I said, I hope these peaceful waves in the background, if you can hear them, is passing off that calm vibe. There we go. This is a good wave. Well, it looks like it's switching over to high tide right now. I was telling you guys earlier in the segment that how high tide and low tide, how the drastic change. Right now, high tide's coming in, so it's so peaceful. Wish I had my fishing rod today. I'd be sitting here casting some out. Just a beautiful, beautiful day. So, yes, I will have pictures of that big-ass crane that I took a picture of earlier up on the Facebook page, so that way you guys can check it out. And got a ton of pictures of seagulls and stuff. They are out and about as well, so like I said, yesterday I wondered where seagulls go to during the winter months, because we always see them at shopping centers. Oh, man. A couple things I'd like to do. One time I'd like to get down here and metal detect on the beaches, see what I can come up with. Another thing I want to do, it seems like a cool thing, is magnet fishing. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. You basically take a nice sturdy rope and attach a heavy-duty magnet to the end and throw it off bridges and see what you can pull in. All kinds of crazy stuff come in so far, I've seen. From old car parts to, I think even a bike was even pulled out one time from what I've seen. But there's so much crazy stuff that comes out of the waters that people either throw away or it gets washed down. I think that'd be kind of cool to check out. So, as I'm down here on the beach, I'm also looking at all kinds of tracks and stuff like that. Like I said, I did see some deer tracks everywhere. But there's a couple tracks I just can't pinpoint. I might have to take a few pictures of them and post them up and see what you guys think. But, yeah, it's one of those things, I'm not used to seeing different animal tracks on the beach while I'm down, especially deer. But that's pretty cool. So, like I said, I got a few pictures of that. I will look for you guys to take a look. And now, the Orioles. This was a two-part segment because I started this yesterday, but the Orioles won last night against the Nationals. Yes, we're going in the right direction here. I love to see this. I absolutely love to see this. Hopefully, it'll be a good year for my Orioles. And I can finally get to that damn parade. The way this year's been, I mean, that'll be a nice happy dance I can do. So, yeah. I always love being down at Barrel when I get the chance to watch the Orioles play. It's tough to live in Pennsylvania, get all the games because of local rights and Comcast and all that garbage. So, it sucks, but is what it is. At least I got to catch the game, and you know, fingers crossed that we're on the right path here for a World Series win. So, speaking of fishing, if there's any fishermen out there listening to this, you know, send me a voice message on the Bartender's Jukebox page, post up on our Facebook page as well, and let me know what kind of crazy fish you've caught in over your seasoned fishing career. I want to hear it. So far, mine is a 3.5-foot catfish, so nothing too crazy, but that was a nice big boy. So, probably could have been the state record. Then again, it's a fishing story, so I might be off by a little bit. But either way, it was a huge-ass catfish. but yeah, post it up. Let me know. Tell me your fishing stories. I always want to hear those. You know, even if it's not about a fish you caught or just a moment that you had with your kid or you were just out and something was just cool that you seen, let me know. I'm all about that. So as we wind down here from summer, we start getting rid of these fall buds. Going back to work coming up next week. Got that on my plate. And still got the farm going on. So, you know, these next months are going to be honestly a bit of a living hell for me. Running back and forth and trying to get shit done. But, you know, in order to get work done, you got to put in the fucking labor for it. So, that's going to be happening over these next few months. I mean, I'm anxious at the same time and already stressing myself out at the same time, too. So, like I keep telling people, it's the most relaxing hard work I've ever done. Hopefully, come springtime, we'll have our greenhouses up and start getting our production going and all that good shit. That's what we're looking at right now. So, hopefully, I can start that process in the next 3 months or so. Or I should say we. Sometimes I get so wrapped up with everything in my head, I don't give the credit just due. It should, you know, me and my family. So, you know, you always got to do that. Don't overthink. It's a solo mission, you know. And if you have those habits, always saying I try to break them, you know. Oh, man, waves are going strong today. Hope you guys are picking up on some of those. Tons of seagulls out today. Tons of seagulls. You know, sometimes when I come down here, I come down to the boat docks and I just sit on the docks and leave my feet dangling for hours on end. And I just listen to the frogs around me and fish jumping in the boat basin and just, I don't know, just enjoying it. Away from everybody, you get the sounds, little sounds around you and stuff like that. You just get to truly appreciate your surroundings. And a lot of us don't get the chance to do that. So if that noise is going off in your head or voices or whatever you got going on, your mind just won't stop. Try to find that quiet spot somewhere. It's out in your backyard. Nice, quiet, secluded spot in your house. Whatever it might be. Try to take the moments to slow it down. Definitely try to take the moments to slow it down. Huh. Seeing more deer tracks that are, where they went down to the water and drank and came back up. Had somebody riding a dirt bike up on the boulevard. In the background. He was getting it. He was going pretty fast there. Oh, just an absolute beautiful day. Glad you guys are listening along. I know I got some silent pauses here and stuff like that. But that's because I do this solo, you know? And if anybody ever wants to be interviewed, talk about men's mental health, talk about cocktail drinks, you know, the food industry, or anything, fuck it, let's talk about everything and anything. I'm all for it. You already know, maybe some paranormal and ghosts and conspiracies and all that good shit. You know, we can talk about everything and anything. I'm not too much of a political person. I just want to see people do right by our country. When it comes to religion, to each their own. You know, I do believe in a higher power myself. as to what that is, I'm still trying to find my way like a lot of others out there. You know, but when it comes to religion, we all have our own viewpoints and stuff like that, and that's just, it's, hey, each their own. Well, I'm going to take a break here, take some more pictures of some seagulls.
Here are four habits that we learn as emotionally neglected children. Number one, people pleasing. We learn to make everyone else's needs more important than our own in the hope that then we will get our needs met. And so we're constantly people pleasing. We're constantly trying to keep everyone else happy. Number two, pushing through. As an emotionally neglected child, we learn that our feelings, our emotions, our experience is really not important. And so we just learn to ignore it. We learn to push through difficult experiences, and we learn to try to get away from the present and into the future. Number three, overthinking. When we're emotionally neglected as a child, we often find ourselves trying to think our way to a feeling of safety. And so our mind speeds up to try and find that safety, and then we become habituated to that overthinking. Number four, we can develop controlling pattern tendencies as a way to try to get enough sense of control so we can feel safe.
All right, guys, got a few more pictures of some seagulls and stuff like that. Like I said, I'll post them up on the Facebook page so you guys can check them out. A few more sounds of the waves. You know, I got to say, this has been a really good experience for the podcast, at least for me. You know, if it was an outlet for me, it still will be. If anybody out there, you know, wants help starting a podcast or anything like that, it's going to be a good outlet for you. Or just trying to find some different outlets for you to help with cope with depression and anxiety. You know, I'm more than happy to help with that. You know, sometimes, like when you're in your anxiety moments, ice cold water is one thing that helps me get me out of those panicky modes. It definitely helps a lot. It like resets your brain and kind of gets you out of that fight or flight. So next time you're having an anxiety attack or panic attack, try to get close to a sink and just get some cold water on your face as fast as possible. That has a tendency to help me. Same with focusing on breathing, in through your nose, out through your mouth. 5 seconds on each. It just helps try to slow down your heart a little bit and refocus. Like I said, if there's anybody that ever wants to talk about anything, please hit me up here on the Bartender Shootbox. We can do a live stream over on Facebook. We can do a podcast right here on Spotify and all that good stuff. We can talk about everything and anything. Like I said, I'm an open book when it comes to a lot of shit. Don't really get into politics too much. Just want to see people do right by our country. I mean, if we do talk about politics, it's going to be the what the fuck moments. When it comes to religion, like I said, we can talk and debate all you want. I'm not too much of a religious guy. I do believe in a higher being, like I've said before, but that's neither here nor there. But we can get into that if you like. And we can talk, like I said, talk about all kinds of crazy shit. I'm always up for that. Always up for that. So I will mention this one conspiracy, Project Blue Beam. So this conspiracy has been going on for a while now. Basically saying that it's a whole mind control thing and people are going to be taken over by the government. The whole battle back and forth with that. Basically saying that once they say aliens are real, it's going to be the changing and all that good shit. Well, now they're saying aliens are real. They're saying all kinds of stuff now. So who knows? With the Blue Beam theory, they said they were going to start using holograms for stuff. So all this stuff is AI stuff. Could that be connected with it all? Who knows? But there's a whole lot. This whole project. So definitely look into that, and let me know what you think. I have found a big-ass clam. I am going to take a picture of here, so I'm going to let everybody go. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me and, you know, all the advice. Woe is me and conspiracy stuff. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Thanks for hanging out with me while I was on location here at the beach. Like I always say, stay thirsty for music, stay thirsty for life, and stay thirsty for new experiences, my friends. Cheers.